Drive into summer savings at Burr Brothers Tire and Service with unbeatable discounts on all major tire brands like Goodyear, Bridgestone, Firestone, Pirelli, and more. Visit any Burr Brothers today because these summer tire deals are hot and won't last long. Burr Brothers Tire and Service. Complete auto care done better.
You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Welcome back.
Oh, yeah, man, how you doing?
Welcome into the Saturday show, everybody. Hope you're doing well on this Saturday morning. And we are not in studio, Michelle.
Yeah, we're sitting outside.
We are over at Mulligan's Golf and Games down here in Sandy. It is the Uinta Golf Multi-Vendor Demo Day. And I got to say, I did this last year. I'm not wearing a coat today. It's a good day to be here. Last year, obviously, remember how snowy it was all spring long, it felt like?
It was. I'm trying to remember why I was not at this last year.
I think you were gymnastics. I legitimately think you might have been doing some gymnastics related because Utah women, obviously, were doing their thing. I think that might have been it. But
yeah, I'm not sure. I was not at said event last year.
You didn't have to freeze. Let's just put it that way. I was wearing, you know, those big puffy coats we have?
Yeah.
I was wearing that bad boy, and I'm still shivering. I'm like, this is great. This is great golf weather, let me tell you. So it's one of those fun things. But hey, we are here. We've got reps from, let's see, we got Wilson, Mizuno, Tour Edge, Pink, Titleist. I see TaylorMade. Is that Callaway all the way down on the end as well? So whatever golf clubs you're into trying out, get down here. They got like every shaft, every head. You can give everything a shot. And the best part is Uinta Golf, if you find one you like, Uinta Golf will hook you up and make sure you're taken care of in terms of like making sure you're all set up and everything. They've told us the first 100 people that stop by get free lunch.
Ooh.
So stop on by.
See a taco truck that looks pretty bomb.
That taco truck was here last year. I'm not going to lie. I was like the one redeeming factor, freezing, you know what, like off.
Getting
it
was, tacos.
It was great. But
might
hey,
have to do that.
Stop on by. I'd love to see you guys. Like I said, you can try out any of these clubs they've got. Like the Mizuno tent over there, I can say like over 150 different clubs, it feels like. So whatever you're into, if you want to try every club seemingly on the market, you can stop by and do it. And the best part is you want to golf. If you find one you like I said, go over to any of their locations, and they will get you all set up and like squared away. Because they're doing like custom fittings now. Like,
whoa,
and that,
fancy.
Anybody who plays golf to any level, you know that having clubs like designed for you, it's a really, really big deal.
I have heard that that's a game changer. I've also heard that about tennis rackets,
yes,
too.
Oh, yeah.
I play neither of those sports. So, on a personal
Michelle,
level, I don't know.
So what you're telling me is after the show, we're going to walk you over to these tents and give you a real good test drive on all these clubs, right?
Probably not, no.
Okay. All right.
I would never use them.
Get you golfing, Michelle. Come on now.
Oh, man.
It's a great sport. I know you've been involved with the Utah Social Open in the past, mm-hmm. and everything. There's Across the Green, you are good friends doing that as well again this year. So really fun events, and I love being involved in this. So stop on by. I'd love to see you guys. We got a busy show ahead as well. Mm-hmm. We're going to essentially celebrate the NHL coming to Utah.
I was going to say, lots has happened, but that is probably the biggest storyline.
Well, come on. We're bringing one of the big four sports to Utah. Like
totally.
It's here.
It's huge.
They had an announcement yesterday, a big press conference. Gary Bettman, the NHL commissioner, was there. Ryan and Ashley Smith addressed the media. We'll play some of those comments for you guys come up in a little bit. Our good friend Jay Stevens, who is our hockey insider for KSLSports.com, host of the Utah Puck Report podcast on KSLSports.com, he's going to join us at 10:30. I know that Jay has been in the weeds with this for months now.
Yeah.
And he's going to, it's got to be a really gratifying thing for him because he is a hockey devotee. Played it in high school, played it in college. He's been tracking it for years. He'll explain a little bit more of his background. Do you know he was like the emergency goalkeeper for the Utah Grizzlies and may still be that?
No kidding. No, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I just think the sequence of events on how this kind of came about is crazy. I've been thinking about that quite a bit. The announcement that the A's would be going to Sacramento,
yes.
and then a couple hours later, all of a sudden, this stuff with the Coyotes,
yeah.
and they may be moving to Utah, and now it's actually a thing. It's happening. Coyotes are no more. We don't know what they're called yet.
The Utah Hockey Club, until otherwise notified, I've decided.
I mean, you know what? That's safe. It covers kind of all the bases.
It's actually one of the names they filed
a
trademark claim for. They did actually add two more to it. So they had the original five. They have since added the Utah Yetis, which a lot of people have been favoring. And the Utah Outlaws was also filed for a trademark on as well. So a bunch of options that are in the ether, I suppose.
Those are probably my top two choices myself. I don't know. The Outlaws just make me giggle.
Well, I always have to... Okay, we're getting in the weeds here. I thought the Outlaws thing, if we're supposed to get MLB hopefully at some point here in the relatively near future. I've thought like the kind of the Old West like idea, like the Outlaws or what was the other one people were talking about? Oh, Cutthroats.
Right.
Those seem to me like more baseball team names.
Okay.
Whereas with hockey, we want to play into the mountain motif, the snow. So
I mean, I've seen people love the Yeti's name and hate the Yeti's name. I like it. I'm a big alliteration girl. And yes, they're spelled differently, but it makes the same sound. So, and then the mountain thing. And so, like, I'm here for it. And I like the idea of saving, like, the Outlaws for baseball.
I just think that
when and if we get that.
Yeah, I think it would fit more with the baseball idea in my mind. But
okay. I can appreciate that.
I'm just one person. So and here's the thing. I also have no decision-making power in this.
No, Ryan Smith doesn't care a lick what we think.
We'd like to think so, but he really doesn't. So we're going to have some fun today, obviously. But we'd love for you guys to stop by and say hello. We got a bunch of swag here on the table as
and
well.
Candy.
Yeah, candy. So if you want to stop by, we'd love to talk to you. And like I said, go try out some of these clubs. And the funny thing about this is I, in my golf game, Michelle, I have a bag that is just a mess of different clubs because I've just realized different things work for me. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are like brand devotees, and I get that. But in my world, it's like, okay, I've got this brand on this for my driver and that for my irons. You know what? It works. So come on by, stop by, and see it. All right. So before we really kind of dive in here, you got a highlight of the week for us?
You know what? I went yesterday and I listened to Holly Rowe talk about her career and how she got to, you know, where she is and that path. And it was just very inspiring to hear another local Utah female making it in this sport. There's not a lot of us. It's like me and her that are actually from Utah, I think. But, you know, it's just cool to hear someone else's perspective on that journey. So
she was doing that as part of Utah had like, it was like a speaker series. Is that what it was? What was the?
Yeah, it was a speaker series for their Department of Communications.
Got it.
And it was actually very interesting because I talked with a lot of those professors and I was like, so I do this thing and I did not go to school and I did not graduate from your college.
Yo, you and me both, because most people I think know this at this point in my career, but I studied history in college and got an internship and just kind of worked my way through that.
Yep.
So there are different routes into sports media, but it's kind of funny when you go to these events and they're like, so you do all this stuff, like whose classes were you? And you're like, none of them.
I was studying criminals in college.
You do criminology?
Psychology, sociology, and criminology. Yes.
Very nice. All right. Well, hey, there you go. Hey, that works out. We got Sarah producing for us back in the studios up in Salt Lake City. Sarah, you got a highlight of the week for us?
I got a couch.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. You finally got it then. You did get it then.
Yes. We finally got a couch, so we have places to sit in our new apartment that we've been in for like a month, but it's taken a while, but we're finally settling in. Got a couch.
So explain, have you been like sitting on like camping chairs?
Like we both have our desks, we have like our desk chairs, but it's not obviously ideal to watch TV and stuff.
That's fair.
Yeah, we've been slumming it, but yeah, we finally got a couch.
Well, I say the whole camping chair thing because I actually do have a buddy that when he first got married, they didn't really have much furniture, but they had three camping chairs. So what they did is they legitimately, where their couch was going to be eventually, they set up three camping chairs just in a row right there.
Like, we did have a single camping chair one of us wanted to use it, but we're finally settling in.
Fair enough. We like to hear that. Highlight of my week was just yesterday. I went up to Hobble Creek down there in Springville. It's one of my favorite golf courses in this state. First time I'm up there this spring. It's kind of funny in the spring versus the fall because it's just coming out of winter. And then in the fall when the colors change, it's absolutely incredible. But it's fun. I went and played with my dad and my brother and it was good times. So you know.
I mean, can't be mad at enjoying the beautiful weather.
No, and it was a beautiful day. Like, we're talking low 60s, little bit of wind, but it was pretty awesome. I'm not going to lie. Today, by the way, it's shaping up to be a banner day as well. So, I said, stop on by. Love to see you guys. It's the UNT Golf Multi-Vendor Demo Days. First 100 people here get free lunch, taco truck right over there. I had it last year. It was absolutely delicious. So, we'd love to see you guys. And come out and try some of these clubs. I'm just looking at these. Like, Titleist has got, like, I don't know how many bags of clubs down there. They're all set up. So, come give them a shot, and there's no better time to get your golf game in tune than in the spring, rather than being like, hey, I got that tournament coming up in like the middle of July. I haven't played all year.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Get yourself prepared if you love golf.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's dive on in, Michelle, and let's talk a little bit about just the history that was made yesterday.
Yes.
NHL is officially coming to Utah. We've got a number of pro sports in this market. I freely acknowledge that, but they call them the so-called Big Four. What I'm talking about is the NFL, MLB, NBA, and the NHL. They are the four biggest pro sports in the country. We have all obviously had the Utah Jazz here since 1979. It's a really cool thing. They have been ingrained in this community for decades at this point, but finally they have a compatriot in the Big Four, and it's, as yet unnamed Utah Hockey Club coming to Utah. Your thoughts on the NHL officially arriving here in Salt Lake City?
I think it's a cool opportunity. It opens up jobs and, the interest here. That was an interesting thing talking with all the comms people up at the University of Utah, is the interest in getting into sports media is huge. That's something that people are very interested in. And frankly, we don't have a lot of jobs and options here. So to have something open up, more possibilities for people and places to make that a possibility, to learn, to grow, and or to just live here and have a great career, I think is awesome. So I like it. I'm here for it. I don't know how much of it I will get to watch, because unfortunately that's during a very busy season for me. But I think it's cool that we have that option now.
Sure. And that's the thing about it. You're right. Us in sports media, opportunities for young journalists to get opportunities in that. That's great. Any of you listening out there who are aspiring sports journalists, get up to speed on hockey right now.
Right.
I've deemed this my spring and summer of hockey upcoming because I need to get up to speed on it myself. I freely admit that. Like, I've been to some hockey games and whatnot, and it's really fast-paced action. But if you're like, hey, Jake, what's icing? I'm like, good question. Like,
no idea.
Offsides? I don't know. I'm here for the fights.
I was going to say, I'm going to assume offsides is probably the same as in soccer, but yeah, kind of. Okay. Well, you do what you can.
Yeah. It's so funny. But that's the thing about this, is it's going to be here. And by the way, it's going to change the whole complexion of the sports universe here in Utah, because I think was it Jenny Wilson yesterday on that press conference was talking about the fact that they have three different and she said in Salt Lake County there are three different ice rinks, and she said the first open time is at 1 a.m. Like, they are booked up. And
that's crazy.
It's been at a premium for quite a while. We'll talk to Jay Stevens here in a minute. He can explain it, because he knows. Because I grew up going down to the Peaks Ice Arena down there in Provo, which they built for the 2002 Olympics. They had women's hockey there. And I've done, like, free skates there and whatnot. But I got to say, the last couple of times I've been down there, I don't say I go there all the time, but the last couple of times I've been there, the place is jammed. Teams practicing, and it's just – so the fact that NHL hockey is coming to this market, it's already a pretty decent-sized group of people that are interested in this. But the other thing is it's going to completely change how sports is perceived. Mm-hmm. And you're going to see – Jake and Ben talked about it yesterday on their show. We have junior jazz here in this market that has really changed a lot of people's lives. I think you played junior jazz growing up.
I did.
I think, like, everybody on our staff who grew up here played junior jazz. And – here's the thing. Hockey's going to have that same type of impact at the youth level at some point soon. It's coming quick.
Well, and it's the same. I mean, it's a little different, but it's the same with bringing back the Royals, too, right?
Oh, sure,
women's soccer is huge here.
Yeah.
That's kind of the main sport, especially girls, get put into, it feels like. And so to have a pro team here for that, it's going to be the same thing with hockey, except I think you're going to see it on both sides. I think you're going to see a revival of the Mighty Ducks type of dream.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I can so see that ending up kind of being a thing here.
Well, and it will be because so my wife's family is all from Southern California, mm-hmm. and my father-in-law talked, but he and I were talking, this goes back a week before this all went down, but it was all but certain it was going to happen,
right.
And we were talking about it. He's like, here's the thing, when the Anaheim Ducks, what was then the Anaheim Mighty Ducks, they created it off that movie, what Disney did, he said when they moved into what was used to be called the Pond, I think it's like the Anaheim Center now, down there in Orange County, in Anaheim, he was really, like you say, it changed the whole complexion of this. We had the LA Kings, but LA was LA, and us in Orange County, it was like, okay, do we really want to drive up to all the way to LA for this? But he said when they actually came to where we were at, it changed the whole dynamic. And here's the deal, is that it's going to have that impact, and it may take a generation for it to get fully ingrained, but the nice part is, it's more pro sports to obviously enjoy. They're going to revolutionize downtown because it sounds like Ryan is intent on revamping the Delta Center. He said they're going to do 17,500 seats, unobstructed views when hockey's in there, and somewhere around 19,000 when it comes to Utah Jazz, which is actually bigger right now than the Utah Jazz have in the Delta Center in terms of their seats. So that's going to take a couple of years to get done.
Right.
But when it's done, this is going to be a pretty awesome thing that's going to revitalize a very key sector of downtown Salt Lake City.
Well, and we're right next door to
I was going to say, we're across the street.
We're, literally right next door. So we're going to have a great view of all that happening and going down. And
yeah.
The opportunities, I think, are just incredible from all of this.
Well, and that I think it'll really be an interesting thing to see where things ultimately go from here, because as we all know, is we're going to see a team name emerge at some point, and then branded uniforms, hats, the whole merch thing's going to go crazy. But we're speaking like generally here on our side, like sports media, it's going to open up opportunities for people to stay here locally and cover a team that is literally brand new. They're not bringing the Arizona Coyotes with them. And Ryan said it yesterday, very clear. We're bringing the people, the people from the Coyotes.
The assets.
The assets. But the IP, the Arizona Coyotes, name, all that stuff is staying in Arizona. Alex Morello, their owner down there, essentially got a 5-year window here to build a new arena down there. And then they'll give them a brand new franchise in Arizona. Mm. This is a brand new franchise here in Salt Lake City. It's not a true expansion franchise.
Right.
No expansion draft and the like. But I think Ryan did this the right way. Because talking with people and hearing people talk about it, this Coyotes team, even though they didn't make the playoffs this year, got a lot of young talent.
That's kind of the impression I've got.
So it's a chance to essentially build from the ground up with these guys and see what they do. And John Gambadoro, who's been on our station a lot, he works for Arizona Sports down there, our Bonneville sister station. He talked about the fact that the first half of this season for the Coyotes, they were in a playoff hunt. And then the news about their whole situation with their stadium, he said it felt like tanked them in a way. He said, this is a team that as soon as next year could be challenging for a playoff spot. And if there's one thing we like in this market, Michelle, we like a winner.
We do love winners. We absolutely rally around winners. And we complain a lot about losers.
Well, that's okay. And it's nothing against the Utah Jazz, because we know the Utah Jazz are trying to engineer and rebuild to turn into a winner. But you know what? One thing that team owners and fans don't want is to have two teams that suck at the same time.
Yeah.
The nice part is it sounds like this Coyotes team, if they get in here, and I'm calling it Coyotes team, the Utah Hockey Club, I've got to rebrand it in my own mind. That's what I'm calling them until I am informed otherwise. They're going to be in the Delta Center next season. And if they can be competitive, guess who's probably going to get a little more attention year one, just with the extra fact that they're here, but extra attention to the fact that they're actually, you know, winning, that would be that new hockey club.
Right.
So
right.
Really, really cool stuff. All right. So we are here at Uinta Golf, the multi-vendor demo days. We are joined by Alex Peterson from TaylorMade, one of the reps. Alex, I was here last year. It was frigid. I'm so glad we actually have spring weather here today.
Right? It's amazing how it just a year changes. So, no, we're excited to have some good weather, and it's going to be absolutely packed out here today.
Okay, I am a very amateurish golfer. I play all the time, but I am not very good. But I like to pay attention to trends when it comes to equipment in golf. What's right now, like this year, what's the new trend in golf equipment?
The new trend is the QI10 driver.
Okay.
It's unbelievable. We're in our third generation of carbon technology.
Okay. As I said, is it the carbon fiber?
Yeah. Okay. So we took a huge chance a couple of years ago in changing from a metal face driver
yes.
to a carbon.
Okay.
And people were wondering what we were doing. And what it's done is it weighs about half of the amount of steel, mm-hmm. of titanium. And so all those weight savings up front allow us to make the driver more forgiving on the back end.
Yeah.
Create better launch conditions. So that thing's going to spin a little less. When it hits the ground, it can roll better. And it's also makes the face a little bit faster. So it's been the best thing that we've ever done. The driver's unbelievable. And you can tell, I mean, we're winning everywhere on every level. I mean, yeah. we got the number one in the men's PGA and the LPG Tour, just winning every single week. So driver's unbelievable.
Well, okay, and I will say this right now. I actually play a TaylorMade driver and three wood, and I'm a guy, I guess I told Michelle when we started the show, my golf bag is just full of different clubs that just fit my game. TaylorMade is completely changing. I tell you, that carbon technology is, it's awesome.
Yeah, the product lineup's never been better, from driver all the way down to our brand new golf ball, our brand new TP5.
Well, I was going to ask about, okay, golf ball technology.
Yeah.
That whole rollback thing they've been talking about, how's that affecting you guys?
You know, we're obviously going to adhere uh-huh. to whatever regulations and standards yeah. that are put up, and we're going to put the best ball that we can in play. But until that time, I mean, it's not going to affect us for a couple of years. So we're making them actually faster going a little further for the meantime.
Okay, so I see you guys' tent down there. You got, like, every club known to man out here. Can people just come out and essentially just set up however they want and try everything out?
Absolutely. We've got everything from driver to putter. We've got little two ball packs to give away.
Okay.
We've got all the we got a bunch of techs and a bunch of custom fitting ability. So come on down.
So they can set up however they want and yeah. get everything tested out.
Get them dialed in. We can put
different
them on the track,
shafts,
man.
The whole.
Take
okay.
a look at the numbers. We don't mess around. We do it right out here.
All right. Anything else you'd like to let people know about TaylorMade and what they're doing right now?
Just, you know, we're the leaders. I think we're the innovators, right? We spend more money on R&D than any other company, and we're willing to take some chances that kind of break the mold. And
sure.
so we try to be at the forefront for innovation.
Well, hey, it seems to be paying off so far, right?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, well, Alex, thanks for stopping by. I encourage everybody to stop on by. Check out the TaylorMade tent as well, all the other vendors here today. It's a really fun event. Thanks for stopping by the Saturday show.
No, thank you for the time. Appreciate it.
All right, there you go. That's Alex Peterson from TaylorMade. Big thank you to him for taking the time. We will come back on the other side. We're going to be joined by Jay. Actually, we're going to change that. Jay just literally texted me.
Oh.
Jay is a firefighter, if most people didn't know this.
I did hear this. Shout out to Jay. I come from a firefighter family.
So he is currently on a call.
Oh.
So we're gonna morph a little bit. So he's going to join us in the 11 o'clock hour. Like, I literally just look at my phone. He literally said this to me. So we'll chat with him at 11 o'clock. So coming up next, we're going to pivot a little bit. We'll let you hear from Gary Bettman, Ryan, and Ashley Smith. They spoke to the media yesterday explaining the whole process of this. And by the way, if you think it was a fast process, it's faster than fast. It's like lightning in the world of sports.
It felt very fast.
They talked in March for the very first time about this, and it's done in
April.
Yeah,
that's fast.
So we'll let them explain coming up next. This is the Saturday Show right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome Welcome back to the Saturday Show here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hope you all are doing well this Saturday morning. Jake Hatch, Michelle Bodkin along for the ride. And we are out here at the Uinta Golf Multi-Vendor Demo Day here at Mulligan's Golf and Games. You guys know exactly where it's at, just off the freeway, 106 South. Michelle, you and I are of a certain age. I remember when this felt like it was the end of the universe for Salt Lake yeah. County. Like,
oh, my gosh.
Like, I grew up in Utah County. We would drive, and you'd get, like, past Lehigh, go around the point of the mountain, and it was, like, all farmland. It was like, nothing. Yeah. And then you got to, like, 106 South. Like, hey, civilization's back. And now it's not even... It's all built up.
It's all built up. Yeah.
I live out in Saratoga Springs where people used to go shooting all the time. Like, it's just crazy. But, hey. Love it. Stop on by there to see you guys. All kinds of different golf clubs. We just talked to with the rep from TaylorMade. Had the Ping rep just stop by and say, give us a shout-out to Ping. I will give Ping a shout-out because I do play Ping irons. They're great. And we got this. No, Tour Edge. The best part about this, Michelle, is these reps are here. If you stop by and talk to them, they're going to hook you up with all kinds of stuff. So Tour Edge is one of the groups here. It said, with a purchase of any Tour Edge product, you receive a free Tour Edge hat. So just any purchase, you get a free hat. You purchase a package set, receive a free 16-inch Tour Edge umbrella or a hot launch chipper, which is $100 value. 9 clubs or $900 purchase receive a free putter or wedge. 10 clubs or $1,000 receive a free Tour Edge golf bag. 11 clubs or $1,100 receive a free hybrid or fairway wood. And if you push it at 12 clubs and $1,200, you get a free driver, a value up to $370.
Again, not a golf expert. I've never priced any of this out, but it sounds reasonable.
This is incredible deals. I'm not going to lie. I'm speaking from a guy, I play a lot of golf. Golf equipment ain't cheap, y'all.
Right.
And so, and then, by the way, this Tour stuff, if you come down here, you do it today. Our friends at UNA Golf said that if you stop by, you can actually get these in-store over at any UNA Golf locations as well for the next few days, if you just mentioned you heard it on the Saturday show as well. Get the hookup, y'all. If you're a golfer, this is about as good as it gets in terms of like the value you can get from this. All right. So we've been talking a lot of hockey, Michelle.
Yes.
And it's an exciting time, obviously, with NHL coming to Utah. I wanted to let everybody hear, if they did not hear it yesterday here on the KSL Sports, and we carried it live. But Gary Bettman, NHL commissioner, was here in town, along with Ryan Ashley Smith, the owners of Smith Entertainment Group, the co-owners, I should say, as they are bringing NHL to Utah. It would begin play this fall. Here in Salt Lake City, inside the Delta Center, it's a very exciting time. But let's actually hear their initial comments. So you'll hear from Gary Bettman, Ryan Smith, as well as Ashley Smith, as they talk about everything that went into making this move and getting NHL to Salt Lake City.
The NHL in Utah, what a great ring that has to it. We, the NHL, are thrilled to be here in Utah. And frankly, I am delighted to welcome Utah to the NHL. We couldn't be more excited about the opportunity for us to have a franchise here in Salt Lake City, in Utah. When we were figuring out where we wanted to be, where we could go, a few things happened. One, Ryan started banging on my door 2 years ago talking about bringing a franchise, an expansion franchise, to Salt Lake City. In addition to us keeping close tabs on him and Ashley and all the great work that they do here in Salt Lake City, what they've done with the Utah Jazz, and how accomplished they are and how community-minded they are, we focused on the fact that these are the types of owners that we want and that this is the type of community we'd like to be a part of. And so for us, when the opportunity came to come to Salt Lake City, and I'll talk a little bit more about this in a second, it was something that we were very strongly focused on and something that we felt we wanted to accomplish. And accomplish it was not easy because, yes, we knew that Utah is like number one in every category you can come up with: the economy, employment, quality of life, happy people, you name it. And they've been filling me with this data in addition for the last week. But we knew that, and we knew we wanted to be here. But we also, we had an issue, and we needed, on very short order, under difficult circumstances, to have the Coyotes become inactive, and we wanted to take the players and hockey operations and put them as part of a new franchise in a place where we thought we could be successful immediately. And we know getting a team up and running under normal circumstances, getting an expansion team up and running with years to plan is hard enough. But what Ryan and Ashley are doing with their organization is extraordinary, because the combination of how we had to structure these transactions and what they have to accomplish between now and next fall when we start playing is nothing short of incredible. And they've got the smarts, the energy, the talent to pull it off. And we believe that, or we would never have dared try to do this with them. And so this is a testament to them, to the support we've gotten from Utah. The governor and a number of your other leaders were also banging on our door and explaining to us why there's no better place to go. And in the final analysis, we as a league are grateful, not just to be here, but that we've been able to together to craft a solution that brings a new team here to Salt Lake City, but just as importantly, fixes an issue that the league had, and you're actually making our league and our game stronger. And for that, I am grateful, and for that, we are thrilled that in a relatively short period of time, just to give you one more note on that, the first conversation that I had about what we were contemplating doing with the owner of the Coyotes was on March 6th of this year, not a year ago, and took him a couple of weeks to get his arms around it. So really, in the space of about a month, the unimaginable has been accomplished, and that's a testament to the two of you, and that's just another reason we're so thrilled to have you in the game. And yesterday, the Board of Governors approved unanimously. No surprise there. So, with all that in mind, the formalities of welcoming you are over. On a personal level, I can't wait to come to games here and manage to steal a couple of days skiing without anybody knowing about it. This is just a great place to be, and you can feel the energy and the excitement. It's palpable, so thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. I will now turn it over to Ashley Smith.
Thank you, Gary. It has been such an honor to work with you and get to know you and spend time with you. And I think mostly we just want to say thank you from my family, from the state of Utah. We are excited that you trust us, and this feels like a big job. So we're up for it, and we're really excited. For those of you who know the story of how we decided to become more involved with Utah Jazz, this was a very similar kitchen table conversation about diving into the NHL. And so my biggest commitment after today is we will no longer be having conversations at the kitchen table. But in actuality, we're really excited. What we have learned the past few years working with the Jazz has been incredible and priceless and hard and wonderful and all of the things. And we are excited for that foundation to be a starting point for working with the NHL. And we are also up to the task of being stewards of this team. We had an incredible opportunity yesterday to meet with the players and to feel their energy and their excitement. And we want to be a part of that greatness. So, again, thank you to the NHL. And our pillars are the same. So although the sports are very different and we get to embrace maybe somewhat of a different audience, the pillars are the same for us, which are we want to bring a championship. We want to bring a Stanley Cup to Utah, obviously. Yeah. Yeah. And we want to continue creating the greatest fan experience in all of sports. And so that's really exciting. We have a really big percentage of new people who are not Jazz season ticket holders, but are interested in the NHL. So it's very exciting to continue to build this incredible fan experience. But really close to my heart are other two pillars, which are using this platform to do good and to unite us all. And finding just more love, more ways to come together in a world that's very, very divisive, that we all get to come together around basketball and we all get to come together around hockey. And what a great thing that it's just more love and more unifying, and we get to go do good with that platform. So that's what I'm most excited about. And again, just thank you. We're ready for the challenge.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ashley. Ryan, without further ado.
So first of all, I just want to thank everyone for coming out. And Commissioner, on behalf of, I guess I'm the one with the mic for the state of Utah, but I don't speak for the state of Utah. Governor does and mayors and everyone else does. But on behalf of the state of Utah, just thank you. Thank you for your trust in us, from both you and all the other governors of the league. For Utah, I hope we carry ourselves with the same kind of strut in our step and the trust in ourselves that they have in us. And I think it's a big bet on us. And I'm so incredibly amazed, but not surprised at how we show up. And I think that throughout the whole process, from our state legislature, I've never seen so many Republicans and Democrats and religious leaders and educated leaders all on the same page before. Like, it is incredible. It's emotional. It's emotional to see how much everyone cares about their state. And specifically, you know, adding, you know, 40 plus, 50 with a play, like nights of entertainment downtown. And that's what it looks like. I think we've been here and we wanted more, and we've said we are more and we can be more, and here we are. And so I think just us showing up, and it's one of those where were you moments today when this happened. I'll never forget that when we got in with the Jazz, Ashley's father called and said, in 1979, I was driving down the road and pulled over to the side of the road and started crying when that announcement came. This is another one of those moments where it's like, where were you when NHL came to Utah? And you're all here, which is cool. I'm super excited about having also a different flavor within our community. We have 70,000 kids with Junior Jazz that play. I mean, we ordered 70,000 jerseys. Think about that. And we have a chance to educate and to help develop an entirely new movement here that already has an incredible start. I mean, 5,000 registered hockey players, and we have people like Jay and others who have been working their whole lives in the state of Utah in hockey. And it's absolutely incredible to meet these people because they're evangelists. They're full evangelists of the game because it teaches so many things. Just being with, you know, walking into an interesting situation yesterday and having to meet with 70 of the men who were traded here, and just talking with them about how excited they were, what they wanted to do, what they were worried about, and maybe how we can help. I think they're going to be blown away with the reception that they get, and hopefully everyone on Wednesday shows up. I have no doubt to welcome them, but I'm super proud of Utah. Utah has given me everything I have in my life, from when my parents moved me here when I was 2 years old. And, you know, I just think it's one of those moments that we deserve this. We're going to do well with it. We're not going to let you guys down. And this is really kind of hard to believe that we're here in such a short period of time. It's going to be hard. Everyone, we're not going to be perfect. So if you're expecting perfection, you're looking at the wrong people. We'll probably make 10 bets, 6 of them will work out. That's pretty good, right? But if we didn't make this bet and we were perfect, we would not be here. So don't expect perfection out of us, but we won't get it right the first time, but we'll get it right, and we're going to need everyone. real estate agents. Like, I mean, we got 70 people, 80 people moving here. We need everybody's help. And this is truly a community asset. And it is for the community.
There you go. Ryan Smith, you just heard. You also heard Ashley Smith as well as Gary Bettman, NHL commissioner. And Michelle, it's really evident that this came together in a very, very short time. But at the same time, it's really cool they were able to get it done.
I mean, when you think about the process to get the Olympics here.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which we're currently going through.
Uh-huh.
And then compare it to what it took to get NHL here.
March 6th, they had the first meeting with Alex Morello, the owner of the Phoenix, the Arizona Coyotes, used to be the Phoenix Coyotes, but regardless. And he said that it took him a couple of weeks to get on board with it. So does that push it to like the end of like March 20th? And it's what today, where we were at, April 20th. Like,
well, you even think about when the announcements were made that, you know, as a state, we're going to try and pursue MLB and NHL.
That was in February. Ryan put that public letter
just
out
crazy.
There.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Compressed timeline, and they got it done. And Ryan, I think it was very good to point out there, hey, we're not going to be perfect in this transition. Because they do have to move 70-some-odd people here. And that...
It's, trust me, I've kind of sort of done that before. It's not an easy process. I was making phone calls trying to find apartments for the Stallions.
A housing market, you know, that's kind of on fire here, you know.
And prices are like even crazier now.
And interest rates are like 7-some-odd%. Hey!
It's going to be a process, man. It's going to be a process, but, you know, take it day by day and check the boxes as they come, and fingers crossed eventually we'll get it all done and we'll be in good shape.
Well, and the other thing about it is they start, like, I think training camp for them starts in like September. So
a little time.
We got preseason hockey. It begins in October. The season starts in – it's an 82-game season like the NBA. They overlap almost
– identically.
Right on top of each other. So there's going to be a lot of events at the Delta Center, and obviously they keep a very strong schedule of other events going on with concerts and the like. So, it is going to be a very, very wild time, but at the same time very exciting to have the NHL here. And I can't wait for it. I'm not going to lie. I said I'm still learning the ins and outs of hockey, but that'll come with time. And I just – the fact that it's here is really, really cool. They got it done. That's the thing. We hear rumors all the time about things like, hey, they'd like to do this. And Salt Lake's on the wish list for Major League Baseball. And you know what? Ryan and Ashley Smith, they did the dang thing.
Right. Right. We checked one box.
Yeah.
Two more to go.
Yeah.
Well. Two more to go. Well, one's pretty realistic. Yeah. The other one, I don't know. But I'm still hoping for NFL at some point.
Oh, sure. And that, trust me. And that would be... You want to talk about really revolutionizing things? Bring the NFL to Salt Lake City.
But would geek the you-know-what out.
Like, I think you and half of our population base would do that. Trust me, I'd be right there with you. So you got the NHL here. You got now your NBA and NHL. Can we get Major League Baseball in the relatively near future? Because that's the rumors on that is it's kind of early 2030s timeline. And we'll see. But you know what? It's an exciting time to be a sports fan in the state of Utah because our little old state, as we like to call it, it's growing up.
I know.
So
We're not so cute anymore.
Exactly. Utah. You go to Utah. Hey, we're here.
Yeah. Hi.
Yeah, exactly. All right. We'll come back on the other side. We'll get to technical fouls. Once again, we are out here at the Uinta Golf Multivendor Demo Day here at Mulligan's Golf and Games. Love for you to stop by. First 100 people here getting free lunch from our friends at Uinta Golf. They've got all kinds of different brands here. You can try out every golf club seemingly under the sun, see if it's the right thing for you. And it's all brought to you by our friends at Uinta Golf. All right, coming up here in just a minute, once again, we'll get to technical fouls, talk about some of the more dumb things in sports, as it were. We'll get to that next right here on The Zone.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're coming from the street with dirty shoes on your feet, that's a technical foul. If you switch the radio to some modern music show, that's a technical foul. If you touch the thermostat,
you'll get hit with a bat.
Cause that's a technical foul.
You won't feel my wrath.
That's a technical foul.
Personal file, 69, office. He was giving them the business.
A technical foul.
Welcome back to the Saturday Show. It is time now for Technical Fouls. And if you guys will, Michelle, Jake, along for the ride, we're out here at the UNT Golf Multi-Vendor Demo Day. Can I start this one this week?
Go for it.
Okay, did you hear what happened to Jason Kelce?
Did I hear?
So he and his...
At the WWE? No, so
they were at WrestleMania over the weekend. He obviously was a big part of WrestleMania in Philadelphia. Okay. But him and his brother went out to Cincinnati where they played their college football, had a big old event for their New Heights podcast and everything. But he and his brother were essentially wrestling slash swimming in a vat full of Skyline chili. And he lost his Super Bowl ring.
Oh.
And has not found it, allegedly, since.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
And as he pointed out, it's probably sitting in some landfill, and as he said, the tri-state area out there near Cincinnati, northern Kentucky. So, you know, if you've got, like, a metal detector and you want to wander around a landfill, you may be able to come up with a Super Bowl 52 ring.
That's the most Kelce thing ever.
And that it really is. It is the most, like, Kelce way to lose a Super Bowl ring of
you know,
all time.
A lot of those guys are like that, though. It's funny. BJ Daniels, who we've had on the show, he has a Super Bowl ring with the Seahawks, and he's the same age as I am, so 34, almost 35. His mom holds on to it because she knows he'll lose it. So he has to ask his mom to get his Super Bowl ring.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's just one of those funny things. I don't know. It just makes me chuckle that he lost it in a
vat of chili.
Yeah, that, and by the way, if you've ever had Skyline chili, it's pretty soupy. I don't know if you've ever had Skyline chili at all.
I have not.
It's a Cincinnati staple.
Right,
Let's put it this way. Either you love it or you don't like it. It's one or the other, I've decided, with Skyline chili.
I saw that you put it on spaghetti, and I don't know that I'm
lots
sold
of cheese.
On that.
I actually quite enjoy... They actually make Skyline chili dogs. Those are much better, I think, than actual Skyline chili. But, hey...
I'm a lot more sold on that idea.
Teach their own. So, anyways. All right, Michelle, what do you got for us this week?
You know what? I am calling out all the losers who have been dunking on the newly minted WNBA players and their salaries. First of all, regardless, they're still pro athletes and you could never. And second of all, if you got such a problem with it, then actively do something to help not just them, but quite frankly, all women get their equal share of the pie because we all get underpaid and there's a whole slew of lame excuses as to why we don't get paid equally with our male counterparts. So instead of being part of the problem, be part of the solution, please.
I went to a high school with a very elite women's basketball team. They like won actual national titles and they would have us as football players come and play against them. We thought we were all that. They kicked our rear ends up and down the court, all over the place. And multiple of these now women went Division One. I know one of them went to Stanford and played for Tara Vanderveer, who just recently retired, had a very good career there. And trust me, we thought we were hot stuff until we got on the court with them. And it was like, oh, my goodness. All right. I'm Sarah. You're back in the studio. You got one that's related to this, correct?
Yeah. It's kind of along the same lines, man, the WNBA. So Caitlin Clark, obviously, has been in the headlines for good reasons, but also like not great reasons as well. Nothing to do with her, but the... Men in the world need to calm down. That's what I have to say.
Hey, she just got a 10-figure Nike deal, y'all. Like, come on now.
Like,
let's
come on, treat
that.
Her with some respect. Like, the whole Greg Doyle situation, if you haven't heard.
That was just awkward and creepy.
He's a reporter in her press conference.
He's not just a reporter, Sarah. He's like a well-respected columnist. He's been doing this for decades at this point.
Yeah, so he should know, but apparently he doesn't. Before asking a question, threw up like a hand heart, which is what Caitlin does to her family after games. It's like her signature thing.
I have missed it.
It's beyond awkward.
Oh, it's so awkward. And she just is like, oh, yeah, like that's what I do to my family. And he's like, well, if you like throw the hand heart up to me, we'll get along just fine.
What in the world?
No.
Yeah,
no,
it was
sir. No.
So uncomfortable. So that happened, and it's just like, why? So unnecessary. And then Antonio Brown has been very active on X, posting some very inappropriate things in relation to Caitlin Clark, to the point where Caitlin had to block him on X because it was so out of hand. And I'm just like, can we not? This is so, if this was a male athlete, this would not be happening, you know? I don't know. It's just been wild. So, Greg, Antonio, get your act together.
Caitlin Clark is like an incredible basketball player. They outdrew, the women's national championship outdrew the men's national championship.
By quite a bit.
Like, I think 4 million viewers or something like that.
Quite a bit. It wasn't close.
That can't be your excuse
anymore.
Caitlin
Clark, obviously. But, yeah, sure. But I just... She is an incredible basketball player. I watched a ton of Iowa basketball that I would have never in a million years would have watched otherwise, because she is just she transcends
incredible.
Just women's basketball. She's an incredible just basketball player in general. And it's so yeah, stop dunking on people for no apparent good reason.
So, yeah, anyways, and saying they don't get watched as much is not an excuse anymore.
That's not an excuse.
No.
All right. We are here once again at the Uinta Golf Multi-Vendor Demo Day, and we got Troy Novak from Ping with us. And, Troy, I play Ping Irons.
Perfect.
What's the biggest, newest thing that Ping's got going for him right now?
Biggest thing right now is going to be the 730 and the I-530 in the Ping Irons. If you're looking for easy to hit, want to go high, straight, and far.
Yeah.
That's your iron right there. If you're talking driver, the new 10K right now,
it's
ridiculous.
Like, it's like the hot thing I've been reading about, is that 10K driver.
Oh, ridiculous downrange dispersion left to right, and ball speeds up there with everything else.
So when it comes to, like, technology, I know Ping puts a lot into, like, just their research down there in Arizona, their R&D facility. Can you give people an idea of how much work goes into this each year?
Yeah. I'm fortunate enough to get to go to all over the country and go to different events and stuff. And you get to meet all these R&D guys.
Sure.
And the amount of money that Ping spends just on R&D and the scientists that they spend.
Yeah.
And it's crazy to hear. And they'll show you charts and graphs about what different tones make different, and also how you can change a weight one millimeter to the right or to the left, and how it equates to yards of difference, right? So spend tons and tons of time, money, you know, developing and putting out the best product that we can every year.
Well, it goes back to the Solheim family that founded Ping, obviously. And
yeah.
They've been about R&D literally since the get-go. Because Carson, was he like a engineer for aerospace or something like that, if I recall correctly? Something to that level.
Yeah, something along those lines, right? And then wanted to get into something with family, right? So Ping's super family-oriented.
Yes.
Everybody's super tight-knit, super great.
All right. Well, anything else that you guys got going down here that people can come over and check out with you guys sitting out here today from 10 to 4?
Yeah, come out here. It's a free event. Come out. We'll get you fit. We'll figure out what's going to be the best play for you, what's going to help you play your best golf, and we'll get it ordered and get you playing your best golf this summer.
And you guys have got, like, every head, shaft, grip. You got the whole thing.
Lefty, women's, righty. It doesn't matter.
I'm a southpaw.
Me too.
I'm a lefty, so.
Me too. It's hard to find sometimes, so come out.
It's good that you guys have that.
Yep. Everything that you see out there in righty, we've got lefty here and women's here to hit today. So come on down and check it out.
Awesome.
We're here till I think 3, right?
Yeah, I think something to that effect. All right. So, yeah, and by the way, the first 100 people here getting free lunch on Uinta Golf as well. So stop on by. Troy, thanks for taking the time, man.
Thank you, guys. Have a great
day. You're the same. All right, that's Troy from Ping, but we got a million other reps, it feels like, down here. We'd love for you guys to stop on by, see what works for you, figure out what is in your will fit your game best. Once again, it's the Uinta Golf Multi-Vendor Demo Day here at Mulligan's Golf and Games. Once again, first 100 people that stop on by get free lunch. There's a taco truck, like, just stone's throw away from us. You get food from that. And then, obviously, if you want to come out and play, Mulligan's is always a fun place to play. A little short course, but it's great times. So stop on by. Sad Michelle and I, we've got a bunch of swag and treats I'd love to share with you as well. More to come coming up next. I think we're going to have Jay coming up next. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, she got the text. Jay Stevens, I'm available.
All right.
So Jay Stevens,
fire over.
Our NHL hockey insider and host of the Utah Puck Report. He joins us next right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.